It's crunch time for the Scottish Government's so-called Tesco tax. MSPs are set to vote later today on the Finance Secretary John Swinney's plans to introduce a £30 million levy on large retailers. The main opposition parties have set their collective face against the tax. But business is divided. The Scottish Licensed Trade Association have thrown their weight behind the tax. The group represents pubs and restaurants. Its Chief Executive Paul Watterson joins us, as does Jane Beavis from the British Retail Consortium, whose members include the big supermarkets. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Jane Beavis, the government's feeling the pinch. The supermarkets are making big profits. Why not levy this tax?
Well, firstly, it's not just on supermarkets. Two-thirds of the properties affected in Glasgow are not operated by the big four supermarkets.
So if it was just the big supermarkets, it would be more palatable?
No, this is a divisive tax that's just been honed in on one part of one sector. And the result of that is that the whole of the business community are worried about whether they'll be lined up for the next one.
But the big supermarkets can afford it, can't they?
The big supermarkets, and indeed all of retail, operates on very thin margins, and therefore quite small changes in their cost base means that it totally, it erodes their profits quite significantly and totally changes their investment plans for the future. And this is about jobs in the Scottish economy as we look to the future.
Paul Watterson, we know, of course, your organisation's been gunning for supermarkets for some time on the issue of alcohol. Is supporting this levy just your way of getting at them?
No, absolutely not. I mean, we are rated on turnover, which very often is about 8 or 9% of our total turnover, which is a significant amount of money by anybody's standards. And the supermarkets, their rates are worked out in square footage and it amounts to about 2%. So surely that is totally unfair on the small business sector of which our members after all, are part of.
But
so
given
really, what we're trying to do here is readdress a bit of balance. It seems fair and reasonable that at times like this, in austere times like this, that those that are making huge profits help to pay some of this deficit that we have in Scotland.
But given that you represent those who are in private enterprise, do you understand the argument from Jane Beavis that this reduces competitivity?
No, absolutely not. I think it's very unfair to start with. I mean, if someone in our business is successful and they increase their turnover significantly, they have to pay more rates. I mean, it's very, very unfair on our members. So we do think that in this particular time that those with the broadest shoulders should pay some money here. We're certainly in need of it. In fact, we would go further and actually say that all sellers of alcohol, of which supermarkets and others do sell, should either come up to our amount or we should come down a bit and the slack should be taken up by supermarkets and others.
Jane Beavis, one politician has estimated that this £30 million equates to an hour of turnover for the big four supermarkets. Do you take on board what Paul Watterson's saying there, that his members have been unduly hit and it's time for those with the broad shoulders to bear the burden?
Well, first of all, that 1 hour of turnover is entirely the wrong way of looking at it, because it's looking at their global operations. And this is about a specific tax on specific sites in Scotland. And it is the future of those sites that we're talking about.
But it's the global company that would pay the tax. So is the figure correct?
But the investment decisions are made on a site by site basis. And therefore, it's the way it impacts on the 250,000 people who are working in retail in Scotland now, the 88,000 under 25s who work in retail, the proportion of the population facing the worst unemployment, this is snuffing out their chances for future jobs.
Paul Watterson, we know, of course, you've said before that those in the pub industry have, some of them have had to close their businesses, others have had to let staff go. This must be an argument you're familiar with. I presume you don't want to see anybody lose their jobs as a result of
no,
this.
No, but it's wrong to turn around and say that this this tax will cost jobs. It's costing jobs every day of the week for small businesses when they're paying a heavy burden on rates. So, I mean, for to use that argument, I mean, we see pubs closing all the time and other small businesses closing at the moment. And we really need to rebalance this to help us keep our jobs and our business. The pub sector is very important to Scotland, just as much as other groups are. But it's totally unfair that we pay 9% and supermarkets are paying 2%.
It looks as though politicians might actually, in the main, not support this move today from the Scottish Government. What would be your message, Paul Watterson, to those who are opposed?
Well, I think we should certainly look, I hope they look very closely at it, because we do have, we need to fill this black hole that's been created, and this is the way to do it, so that these very, very successful companies that are very often turning over billions of pounds in profits pay this. And it really, as you said earlier, is not a lot of money to them. And it shouldn't be put on to small businesses to pay it.
And in a word or two, Jane Beavis, what's your message to politicians who are voting on this today?
Well, we're already paying, as retailers, a quarter of all business rates. We already pay a contribution towards subsidising small business through the small business bonus. We already support business improvement districts, which helps small business in town centres. This tax is not going to help any of those things. No extra money is going towards them. There has to be a vote in favour of Scottish economic future, and that means rejecting the government's proposals.